show that puts the improv in home improvement. It's Frank Fontana on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show here on WGN Radio 720. We are talking to Love McPherson about trying to prevent that divorce and how does it get there in the first place. You know, one of the number one things you'll hear any divorced couple say who has kids is kids have a lot to do with it. Or the idea, you know, that, you know, trying to control kids have a lot to do with it. Love, expand on that topic that you were starting to before the news.
You know, I was talking about how when you are raising children, children can be a huge part of the divorce, but this is what you have to do. You have to realize that what you do in a relationship around children, they will either learn to tolerate or emulate, and both, because we were created to be image bearers. We see and we duplicate. And so in the home, you're training. They're watching everything, and they're responding. You'll see that person with that anger issue, but you'll see that dad or that mom with the anger issue, or that girl with that mouth, and that mom with that mouth, and you'll see those things flaring up. And not always, but sometimes. And so what I'm saying to you is this. The first thing couples need to know to prevent divorce is this. Our children and our marriage are two separate entities. The one that you know how to master well will be the one that you'll focus, and that's easier love, working with those kids. They love you anyway. They'll forgive you quickly, but your spouse maybe not so. So you'll focus on a relationship that's easy, the easy love.
The kids one. They hug you, they kiss you, they give you affection. They're like puppies. They forget about it. They come back. But
exactly.
you're spot on. The wife and the husband, they're like elephants. You know, they won't forget, and it's resentment. And you mentioned resentment during the break.
Absolutely.
I think that's a big proponent of issues.
And so what ends up happening is even the dog is easier, you know? And so whoever is giving us the easiest love and giving us our emotional needs and meeting those, that's what we'll run to. But you all, the kids and the spouse are on two different paths. You are working to keep your spouse forever. But the moment that child is birthed out of you, you're working to get that child going the opposite direction, out the door.
Not my wife. She wants to keep him.
Oh, no. She wants to keep you. Yeah. She needs to keep you. And that's what the relationship needs to focus on, is making sure I don't make my husband the child. Began everybody in a child relationship, but he is the husband. He is the one who I am focused on keeping forever. The children, independently, you all are out the door. So everything, we're going to make sure that I don't wake up at 50 years old with a stranger in my bed. I'm going to keep dating my spouse. I'm going to keep loving my spouse. I'm going to have house cleaning, emotional heart cleaning all the time, where I clean out that heart. If I see resentment, if I see bitterness, if I see unforgiveness starting to accumulate, and I'm a hoarder of that, I need to clean that out and make sure. Because if you start letting it build up and it keeps building up for months and years, I promise you, all you'll do is wait for those kids that you love so hard to go off to school.
Interesting. And we're opening up the phone lines, 312-981-7200. And we have a couple texts coming in. Let's take our first call here. Anonymous call. Hey, how you doing? You're on the Frank Fontana Show.
So I'm happily married. You know, my wife and I've been together for 20 years. But I'm fascinated with the fact that my wife, who's a very happy person, good person, watches shows about divorce. And I can't think of the name of the show right now, but it's called like The Woman's Guide to Divorce or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Best Friend's Guide to Divorce.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm just curious what the fascination with something like that is for someone who's, you know, happy and, you know, a good relationship and everything like that.
Well, that's a good question.
You know what? I've seen the show, not like watched it. I know it exists, but I think it's kind of a funny satire. It's not real, is it?
I don't know.
No, I think they actually legitimately take on, you know, like these divorce situations and try to help people kind of like either get the best out of the situation and or date again. You know, really, it's kind of like having your girlfriend work you through divorce. But I think the caller's main point in this is He's in a happy relationship. Why is his wife watching these shows about divorce? Is there something else here going on that he needs to know about?
You know, and I cannot speak for your wife because I don't want to speak to her heart. But I think that that is an excellent question that you really need to have with your wife. Find out what she why she is entertained by that. Maybe it's a point of, wow, how stupid these people are. If only they would do like my husband and I. Or maybe it's, is divorce so bad after all? So what? I don't know where she is. And yeah. People can hold these things. And I have to be totally honest with you about that. But that is definitely something you should not go another day without just sitting down, not in a way that's condemning, not in a way that makes her feel, you know, like she has to defend herself, but just kind of maybe you should sit with her and then and watch it and talk to her about it. Why are you entertained by this? Because guess what? When we're entertained, what happens? We go through all of the emotions of the people. If I'm in a scary movie, I go through all the fears and everything, ups and downs. When the music, doom, 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 I'm feeling all of this. My heart is beating the same. So what is she feeling? What is she experiencing even when she's watching those shows?
Yeah, I got it. Actually, we have talked about it. And,
what did
you know,
she say?
It's just pure entertainment. But, you know, myself, whenever I'm watching television, or a movie, I always gravitate towards feel-good kind of shows, you know, things that are, you know, either like a learning experience or, you know, that's just the style of TV that I watch. That's what I want to get out of it. I just think it's fascinating is maybe the right word that, you know, like the Real Housewives of insert city name here, that those shows are so fascinating. I just feel like there's enough drama in life in general. Why when you have the time to yourself when no kids are around or anything like that, you want to watch something that is like more drama? It makes me tense and nervous.
You know, I will say my personal, the things that I don't watch stuff like Cheaters and that kind of stuff like that, not to put them down. I don't do it because I don't want to flood my mind with energy or thoughts of what if my husband and I become too, you know, into that. So I monitor what I watch because I know what I want to experience.
Sure, I understand.
Well, good stuff. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You got it. Thanks. And so, you know, it's a good point, though, that people, is it just escapism or is there something there in the relationship where you want to, like, say,
yeah, but,
hey,
you know, you got to wonder why we need to escape there.
Yeah.
You understand?
True.
Because when I go for an escape or a vacation, there I'm very selective of where I want to go.
True words. And we're getting a lot of text coming in. A lot of people are resonating with the whole kids thing. You know,
yeah.
We're talking about how kids impact divorce.
But
listen to this.
Okay.
I hate to say this. This is from 630. I hate to say it. The kids are the reason for my upcoming divorce.
Mm. Oh.
And, you know, the sad part about it is so many kids carry that burden and so many kids carry that guilt. They have determined and decided I'm the reason for the divorce, but they are not the reason. You allow them to be the reason. When you put them at a position that, whether you put them at a position where they were supposed to be the healers of a broken relationship already, they're not the glue. They were never designed to be the glue to your marriage. Your love was supposed to be your glue. And so you really cannot put the kids as a fault. You determine how the kids interact in a relationship. Do you understand? There are stressors, absolutely.
There's so many stressors. You got life coming at you in a million different ways. Economically,
absolutely.
Health, absolutely. You know, physical, you name it. And yet you have these huge responsibilities to take care of these two kids that you brought into this world.
Absolutely.
Yet it ain't easy.
Yeah.
It stresses everything.
You have to keep dating. My husband and I, we've been married for 34 years. At the beginning, we did not have the money. We did not have the things, but we still dated. We would, if it was just after church on Sunday, my mother-in-law would watch the kids for a few hours and we went out to dinner. We always had family time on Saturdays. We come downtown and we do things. You have to incorporate this into your schedule. You have to prioritize. You have to keep loving. To this day, even as busy as I am, as busy as we both are, every week we find a date. We date weekly. Why? Because at this point, I'm dealing with over 50s divorce. That's a whole different set of problems. It's not about the kids at this point. It's about health. It's about menopause. Need I say more? It's about, you know, all kind of things that impact sickness, death, death of parents, all kinds of things impact you at our age. And if my husband had not been the great man that he was for 34 years, trust me, I have the money, I have the will, I have everything I need to walk out of this relationship. But his goodness kept me. But those were weekly choices.
Sure.
To build on that. And every day, and I want to encourage the younger people, right now is what you'll determine whether you'll experience a great divorce or not, whether you'll put in the work. But guess what part of the work is? It's dying to yourself. It's the choice to give love, not just expect all being received. I want him because he can do me. We're supposed to build this vision, and somebody's supposed to jump on this vision and promote us, when actually that is not love. It is about team building. It is about dying to yourself. It's not about self-centeredness. It's about a unity. So now we secure the union, and then we bring children into that union. And we begin to say, you assimilate into our love. We don't just stop and you become a god unto us. No, you don't do that.
Yeah, but everybody does. I mean, come on. I'm sure you've been through it where you, like, at most of the I'm just talking from experience. Most of the moments for us are the kids are everything, and you unfortunately come second, you know, either my wife or myself. And I'm sure it resonates with a lot of people listening out there. You know, the same texter said, you know, for us it came down to the way she wanted to raise the kids versus the way I want to raise the kids.
Oh, wow.
You know, and there's very little he could do about that.
You know what, my mother, I think she used psychologically, this is what she did. My mother raised 8 children.
Jeez.
That was a different
God
day.
Bless
her. 8 children. And my mother and father would have family days on Saturday. We would all go out and sit at a restaurant and, you know, have breakfast and stuff. But during the week sometimes, in the evening, they would go out for ice cream. They would take their drive by themselves. And we would say, Mother, Daddy, can we go with you? We knew they were going to do something fun. Can we go with you? And you know what my mother would say? Get your own husband. That meant I have a relationship with him.
But our kids are 3 and 7, 3 and 6. They don't understand that. You know, it's like.
They will.
they
hear them.
Yeah.
And guess what happens? Me and my husband, when we drive over to Taylor Street and get our icy, I think to my mother, she's deceased. But I think, I got my own husband. You know what I'm saying?
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, it's a tough topic. I mean,
and here's the thing. We know we have responsibilities with our children, but you must prioritize your relationship. It doesn't take long to prioritize. It's about putting the kids on the schedule after 8 o'clock and you all spending some time just in the front room, and they realize and learn to respect this is our time.
Yeah, but did your mom or did you have 12 different sports? Did you, you know, your
oh
kids, you know, like the kids rule the house? And putting by 8 o'clock, most people I know in my neighborhood can't even get through watching a show together before one's passed out on the sofa, you know, or you know, they have different interests, and, you know, and I could speak for moms out there seeing, you know, working from home a bunch, you know, it's not an easy thing because their moms never get time for themselves.
I would not minimize because, like you said, kids are in everything. You may not be able to do that during the week, but is there 1 hour or 2 hours that you can spend together during the weekend?
And now I want to talk about expectations, spousal expectations, and how that can contribute to divorce.
Expectations are very important because a lot of times what you see is people go into the relationships with unreasonable expectations. There are unreasonable expectations in divorce, but there are also unreasonable expectations when they go into marriage and unreasonable expectations after they have children. And so when they go in, if you were just single, if you had no children and you go into a relationship, okay, we're able to just go out to dinner when we want to. We don't have any demands on our life. After work, we decide what we want to do. And then life shifts.
Yeah.
If you don't want to shift when life shifts, you will buck the system.
Yep.
And that causes stress and causes more stress. Where you were able to just go to the gym when you felt like it, where you able to do whatever you want, that's not the situation now. You've got to stop and see, what does my wife need? Your wife needs to see, what does emotionally, what does my husband need? Sex? Yes. And no matter how tired you are, you need to schedule the sex. And that's not always romantic. That's not the throwing her on top of the kitchen counter. But you know what? It's real. And yeah. He needs to have that. Both people need to still be very attuned to their spouse's emotional needs, not just the emotional need of the baby who's crying the loudest in the relationship. Because see, if you can't meet that, a lot of times this is where it begins, where the spouse goes out and somebody else hears her cry. The thirsties on social media hear their cry. Mm-hmm. The person at the office hears their cry. And you're not listening because you're listening to the crying baby. You've got to be
or listening to yourself cry.
Or listen to yourself. You have to hear all the cries of your home, including your own cries.
Which is probably number one most important thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so there is a balance, but you've got to stop, create that balance, shift when it's time to shift, and fall in place. And you have to shift often, because guess what? When they're small children, that's a huge shift. That's a huge taking of you. That's a huge sacrificing of you. And so you're waiting for those teenage years, but the teenage years is a whole different set, because now is the time when you get to blame people. Jeez. They're this way because of you. They're this way because of you.
Well, we're going to save that for a whole nother topic, because that's a deep and profound one. Love McPherson. How can people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on my website at www.lovemcpherson.com. That's McPherson. That's how you spell McPherson. I take it you know how to spell love. You can also find me there on all of my social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Love McPherson.
It's always a pleasure having you, Love.
It's always a pleasure being here.
That's our next topic, working it into the teen years.